Listening test. There are three parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. Now look at the instructions for part one. For each question, choose the correct picture. Look at question one. One.
What is Anne going to do tonight?
You're going to Lucy's party tonight, right, Anne?
I wish I could, but last week I couldn't go to school because I was sick, so I have to stay home and do a lot of homework.
That's too bad. Maybe next time.
Yes, but I still feel tired. Wish Lucy a happy birthday for me.
Now listen again. You're going to Lucy's party tonight, right, Anne?
I wish I could, but last week I couldn't go to school because I was sick, so I have to stay home and do a lot of homework.
That's too bad. Maybe next time.
Yes, but I still feel tired. Wish Lucy a happy birthday for me.
Two. What time does the woman need to be at her company?
Joe, what time is the train leaving for Sydney Central Station?
It's leaving in about 10 minutes at 9 o'clock.
That's great. I've got a presentation at 10 o'clock, and I must arrive there 20 minutes early to prepare everything.
You should have no problem. The train ride is only 25 to 30 minutes. Now listen again.
Joe, what time is the train leaving for Sydney Central Station?
It's leaving in about 10 minutes at 9 o'clock.
That's great. I've got a presentation at 10 o'clock, and I must arrive there 20 minutes early to prepare everything.
You should have no problem. The train ride is only 25 to 30 minutes. Three.
What does the boy want to do now? Hey, Bill, how are things?
Well, I have been very busy. I have to study for tests and finish the history report by next Wednesday.
Take a break sometimes. You should play tennis, see a movie, or just go somewhere and eat lunch with a friend.
Those are great ideas. How about getting something to eat right now, Emma?
Sure.
Now listen again.
Hey, Bill, how are things?
Well, I have been very busy. I have to study for tests and finish the history report by next Wednesday.
Take a break sometimes. You should play tennis, see a movie, or just go somewhere and eat lunch with a friend.
Those are great ideas. How about getting something to eat right now, Emma?
Sure.
Four. Where are the man and woman talking now?
How may I help you?
What's the best way to get to Hakata?
If you don't have much time, then I suggest that you take a plane instead of a train. It will take you about 6 hours to get there by train and about 2 hours by plane.
Well, I'll take a plane then. Now listen again.
How may I help you?
What's the best way to get to Hakata?
If you don't have much time, then I suggest that you take a plane instead of a train. It will take you about 6 hours to get there by train and about 2 hours by plane.
Well, I'll take a plane then. Five. Which shows the correct change in numbers of birds in the park?
Hi, Bill. Why are you so sad?
Well, the number of birds in the park in 2022 was higher than the number of birds in the park in 2021, but the number went down last year in 2023.
Why did it go down?
I'm not sure, but maybe because of global warming.
That's too bad.
Now listen again.
Hi, Bill. Why are you so sad?
Well, the number of birds in the park in 2022 was higher than the number of birds in the park in 2021, but the number went down last year in 2023.
Why did it go down?
I'm not sure, but maybe because of global warming.
That's too bad.
That is the end of part one. Now look at part two. For each question, choose the correct answer. One. You will hear a teacher talking to her students about their behavior in class. What will make the students listen more in class?
Thank you all for sharing your ideas on how to make students listen to the teacher in class. Many of you wrote, "If the lessons are more interesting, the students will listen more." So, for your homework for tomorrow, I want you to write about one lesson that was very interesting to you in the past month and explain why it was so interesting.
Now listen again.
Thank you all for sharing your ideas on how to make students listen to the teacher in class. Many of you wrote, "If the lessons are more interesting, the students will listen more." So, for your homework for tomorrow, I want you to write about one lesson that was very interesting to you in the past month and explain why it was so interesting.
Two. You will hear a woman talking to a man. What did the man think the woman should do?
I haven't heard any news from my brother for 2 days. He arrived in Noto, Ishikawa, just before the recent earthquake.
Really?
He's probably trying to send a message to me. I'm sure he will be okay.
Maybe you should try calling him, just in case.
I guess you're right. Oh, I just got a message from him. He's safe.
Now listen again.
I haven't heard any news from my brother for 2 days. He arrived in Noto, Ishikawa, just before the recent earthquake.
Really?
He's probably trying to send a message to me. I'm sure he will be okay.
Maybe you should try calling him, just in case.
I guess you're right. Oh, I just got a message from him. He's safe.
Three. You will hear two friends talking about school. Who was absent from Mr. Smith's class on Friday?
Hi, David. Mr. Smith was angry with you. He said you weren't in his class on Friday.
No, I stayed home. I had a terrible headache and left before his class.
Did you? Actually, I had a stomach ache and stayed home that day too. Why was he angry only with you?
Ask him, Meg. Now listen again.
Hi, David. Mr. Smith was angry with you. He said you weren't in his class on Friday.
No, I stayed home. I had a terrible headache and left before his class.
Did you? Actually, I had a stomach ache and stayed home that day too. Why was he angry only with you?
Ask him, Meg. Four.
You will hear two friends talking about clubs. What club did the boy decide to join this year?
I was thinking about joining the volunteer club, but I want to play sports too.
Well, I decided to join the tennis club. They practice only 3 days a week and 2 Saturdays a month, so I still have enough time to study.
I want to play baseball this year, so I'll join the volunteer club next year. Now listen again. I was thinking about joining the volunteer club, but I want to play sports too.
Well, I decided to join the tennis club. They practice only 3 days a week and 2 Saturdays a month, so I still have enough time to study.
I want to play baseball this year, so I'll join the volunteer club next year. Five. You will hear a girl, Beth, talking to a boy called Taku. How will they probably go to school?
Taku, I don't think we should go to the train station this morning. All the trains are stopped because of strong winds.
What should we do, Beth? We have tests today.
Buses are still running.
The bus is possible, but we might be late.
If we take a taxi, we'll be later than we usually are, but we won't be late for the tests.
Now listen again.
Taku, I don't think we should go to the train station this morning. All the trains are stopped because of strong winds.
What should we do, Beth? We have tests today.
Buses are still running.
The bus is possible, but we might be late.
If we take a taxi, we'll be later than we usually are, but we won't be late for the tests.
That is the end of part two. Now look at part three. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 1 to 5 now. You have 20 seconds. You will hear Mary talking to her friend Toto about using smartphones.
Toto, I really do not think students should have smartphones here in the classroom. Last week, I asked all the students in our class, how many times did you check your smartphone in the classroom today?
What were the results?
Most students answered, at least 12 times a day. This is too much.
Mary, smartphones provide students with information, and they help students share ideas.
I agree. Smartphones can be a helpful tool for learning in the classroom, too. But I think students have less chances to talk face-to-face because of smartphones.
I see. You're right. Working together with others is an important thing in our school life, too, right?
Of course.
More smartphone use in the classroom means less face-to-face talk. Like using face masks, we cannot see the other person's face when we send messages on a smartphone. Showing your face is an important part of communication.
That's right. We still need to talk about this problem. Let's talk about it with other students tomorrow.
That's a good idea. Now listen again.
Taro, I really do not think students should have smartphones here in the classroom. Last week, I asked all the students in our class, how many times did you check your smartphone in the classroom today?
What were the results?
Most students answered, at least 12 times a day. This is too much.
Mary, smartphones provide students with information, and they help students share ideas.
I agree. Smartphones can be a helpful tool for learning in the classroom, too. But I think students have less chances to talk face-to-face because of smartphones.
I see. You're right. Working together with others is an important thing in our school life, too, right?
Of course.
More smartphone use in the classroom means less face-to-face talk. Like using face masks, we cannot see the other person's face when we send messages on a smartphone. Showing your face is an important part of communication.
That's right. We still need to talk about this problem. Let's talk about it with other students tomorrow.
That's a good idea. That is the end of part 3. That is the end of the listening test. You can continue answering the listening section or move on to the next section.